Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Listen, bro, I feel for anybody getting played, but we gotta uphold the man code. What does this have to do with not looking at penises and urinals? I wasn't talking about that man code. I'm talking about the man code that says that when you see another man doing dirt, you just shut up and mind your business.
Oh, I've never heard of this code. I was raised by women. Nan always said, if you see something, say something. And always wipe from front to back.
Well, actual men have a code, and we must uphold it.
That's an excerpt from NBC's hit sitcom Marlin. Buckle up, because it raises an interesting topic on this Friday Fire. We're at the Men's Roundtable tonight, talking about the man code. If your buddy is doing dirt, do you tell? Or do you keep it to yourself? My guests are Panama Jackson, author and writer for TheRoot.com. He's engaged. We have Tariq Omari. He is a relationship therapist. He's single. And Randy Pike, co-host of WHUR's The Husbands. He's been married for 14 years. He has 3 children. God bless you. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. And yes, there will be a rebuttal to this at the Women's Roundtable next Friday.
Tune in for that one.
Right, yes, indeed. Right. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Randy, welcome to the show. First time on this show.
Yeah.
All right. What is your definition of the man code?
My definition of the man code is like a unspoken rule of, hey, this is where we're going to keep it, and that's where it's going to stay.
Keep it in house between
mm-hmm.
the guys.
As much as I can say about that.
Yeah, I was. I'm trying to keep you off the sofa tonight.
That's right.
Man. Yeah,
I got to get let in the house, man.
Okay, so what do you think about that, Tariq? If your boy. Is doing dirt, he's creeping, whether he's got a girlfriend or he's married, and you know about it, what do you do?
You have a conversation with him directly. If you have any concerns and you want him to think about what he's doing, be more reflective about what he's doing, and hopefully not hurt his wife or his girlfriend, you have a conversation with him. You do not bring it to the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. You think about that, Panama? You agree with that, or do you want to just hear the juicy details?
No, I absolutely think you go straight to your man. Like, that's your homie.
Right.
You should have that conversation with him. You don't bring her into it, because it's his job to come clean to her.
Right.
It's his job to open that can of worms. It's not my job to jump into their household and create discord.
Never that.
But I need to try to stop him from doing damage that he can't come back from.
So you do try to tell him to
absolutely.
To come correct.
Absolutely.
Or to do you tell him to tell her, or do you tell him to stop?
You tell him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You tell him to stop. If he can't stop, you need to tell her, because y'all need to make some, she needs to have enough information to know what's happening in her relationship.
Why not tell her, Randy?
Why not tell her?
Yeah, why not tell his wife or girlfriend?
Man, I guess it all depends though. Like, what if he like abusing her or something?
No, we're not doing dirt, just creeping.
Yeah. Why don't you tell her?
Why don't you stand up and say, Felicia?
I would say this. If it's affecting like the family life, and you do consider taking that risk of dude saying something. Because if you do, you kind of get in the middle of all the mess, and then there's drama, and then you gotta get into the drama. You know, you just don't want that drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys are, I know for myself, I can only speak for me. I'm pretty simple. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want all that drama that's going to be coming with that if I open my mouth and talk to her.
So we went on the street. and ask some guys about the man code, this very specific question, and this is some of what they said.
Steve Harvey has written a book called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. I'm a Scorpio. My birthday is November 17th, and I'm a native Washingtonian. Growing up, your word was your bond. Your bonds with your bros are for life. Some things go with you to the grave. If I see you stepping out with somebody that's not your wife, that goes with me to the grave. I would not, on a stack of Bibles, ever disclose that to your wife.
Mm-hmm. So, is he right?
Yes, he's right, but that's not the whole story. So let's say this. Number one, I think a lot of this depends on the relationship I have with his wife. Is she my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Like, was she my friend before? Is he my boy now?
You introduced me to this man.
Well, then
right?
I have an obligation. Like, the loyalty depends on the relationships that exist. Mm-hmm. I'll be real there, too. But also, I think I know I'm personally at a point in my life where if my man is doing dirt like that, I'm not sure how good of friends we can be, because what I want in life and where I think I'm going, I don't know if it fits with somebody that is actively doing dirt and okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with it enough to continue on, because it's affecting your life and your family. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So I think with some age and maturity and wisdom comes a different way of looking at, I believe in the principle of the man code. What that actually looks like has changed over time.
There are other parts of the man code that I'm going to share with you all tonight that have nothing to do with this. This is some foolishness, but it certainly is interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the man code. We're at the men's round table. The question we're asking tonight is, if your buddy is doing dirt, do you tell or do you keep it to yourself? Let's go to the phone lines. Will calling from Dallas, Texas. What's on your mind, Will?
Hey, Hal, let me remind you, Dallas, Texas, by way of Laurel, Maryland.
Okay. Well, you know, you were a bi-state brother, so go right ahead.
Hey, got out of there about 2 years ago, Hal. But look, let me lay something on these young cats, man, because I'm from the old school, 60 years old, still wearing baggies.
Okay.
For real, the only way you would go to and tell a young lady what's going on is because, like the young man said, if it's somebody close to you, you introduce them, or it's family. Other than that, man, ain't a such thing as a man code. I got a friend that I met somebody, and we were talking, and I knew they were friends. And I asked him, hey, look, man, you know, have you, you know, because you know we don't go that way. Man, I ain't heard from this guy since. Man, he caught feelings. I can't even get him to answer the phone.
Okay. Look, Will, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Yuri calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Yuri. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. Now, if I got a buddy that's married and he's out cheating on the wife, the first thing I'm going to tell him is he shouldn't do it anymore. You know, but I wouldn't go and tell his wife what he's doing. That's just, you just don't do that, man. You just don't do that.
Okay. So you tell him, but would you say anything to her?
No. I don't say nothing to her. I'll just tell him he needs to stop what he's doing, because what goes around can come around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would just tell him to stop doing what he's doing, you know, and if he likes what he's doing, then just get divorced.
Okay.
Get divorced.
Well, there you go. Yuri, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Anthony calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Well, how are you gentlemen doing today?
That depends on what you have to say.
Right. But, keep it right, man.
Well, I'm going to say this. There's no such thing as the man code.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Because if you got guys like Michael Bazin, Steve Harvey, opening up, telling women how to think like a man and how a man reacts, the code is broken. You're supposed to keep it to a guy. You don't just tell everybody else. But then another thing is, if my friend is cheating on his girlfriend or his wife, I'm going to let him know. But I'm going to keep it between him and me.
Okay.
So that's what the code is. It's between a guy. You don't just tell everybody else. So all things like the guy code is no longer exist. So you guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony. 202-319.
That's that new age stuff.
But you know what? He brings up a good point, though. You don't tell anybody. You don't talk at all. The point is, like, you don't tell your wife, you don't tell your fiance, you don't tell your girlfriend. It's his business. You want to be very, very careful about the way that you insert yourself into other people's business. As a therapist, I'm going to tell you, as a couples therapist, beyond anything else, as a couples therapist, when I have clients who come in and you find out the reasons behind people's cheating, you know, whether it's neglect, you know, lack of communication, whatever it is, you don't know all the circumstances of what's going on with them. So you don't talk, you don't tell anyone what they should do. You may have your own opinions. You may have your own thoughts. You may not want your friends to get hurt. You communicate that, but they have to make their own decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I am quite sure that that Randy can speak to this. No one ever knows what goes on inside a marriage other than the husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, if your boy tells your wife and you know, and things get ugly, well, then your boy ends up being mad at you. But in the end, they could fix their problem. But then they end up still being mad at me.
At you. Right. That's what I'm saying. It goes back to that. Like, I ain't trying to get involved in all that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I like I said, I pull up on him. I'm like, dude, you need to get yourself together. Speaking back to, you know, Panama's point is like, you want to put yourself in a space where you're going to be with people who got kind of like-minded like you. You know what I mean? And if he's continuing on in this kind of, in this process of doing what he's doing, and you know, it ain't right. And like I said, and especially if you're friends with his wife, you know, it's something where, you know, you might have to take a step back from the situation, from being a friend with this guy. You know what I mean?
And I'm going to ask you all, I said I've got these man codes, and I got to run down a few of these. I don't know if you guys
multiple
have
man codes?
Well, Section A, Article C, D, and E.
The Constitution of the Man Code.
That's right. Yeah, here we go. So we've got the Urban Dictionary says that, number one, if you've known a guy for if you've known a guy for more than 24 hours, his sister is off limits forever unless you actually marry her. So I don't know how you get to the marriage.
That's a conflict to begin with. Number two,
when questioned by a friend's girlfriend, you need not and should not provide any information as to his whereabouts. You are even permitted to deny his very existence.
Or you just shrug your shoulders like,
No, what you say was, I thought it was with you.
Right.
And then he's like, you know, I got to go though. Like,
right. Oh, no, you do that.
My house is on fire.
Right.
What did he tell you?
He definitely ain't with me.
Sound like Scooby-Doo. Number three, there are 10, but look, number three, unless he murdered someone in your immediate family, you must bail a friend out of jail within 24 hours.
Oh, man.
That one's a reach.
Right.
That was a bit of a reach.
Not in this day and age, right?
Especially if you already owes you money.
Yeah, how about that? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are at the Men's Roundtable talking about the man code. Sharon, behave yourself. Thanks for calling. You're calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Is this me, Sharon?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
So quickly, three things. One, my interpretation of the man code is a contract between men to be disrespectful, for lack of a better word, and deceitful for their women. And I don't think that that's cool. I would offer that, particularly for black men, that we change the man code to men of honor.
Okay, Sharon, let me stop you because I'm close to my break. You said number one, you have three. Run them down for me real quick, please.
Okay, the last question is, in the man code, does it require the men to tell the men when the women are cheating?
Say that again.
Okay.
If the shoe was on the other foot.
Right. If you find out she's cheating on him, do you tell your man that his wife is cheating on him?
Yeah, you do.
You do. Yeah. It's just, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You tell the men that their wife is cheating on them, but you don't return the favor to the women when the men are cheating on them.
You got it. Depends on the relationship with the woman.
A good answer.
You have nailed it, Sharon. You have nailed it.
All right, that sucks.
You got to find that good man of valor. Find that good man of valor, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Sharon. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are at the Men's Roundtable. We are talking about the man code tonight, specifically if your buddy is creeping, if he's cutting up, if he's doing work or dirt, I should say.
Oops. Doing both.
Yeah, well, there's that. do you tell his spouse? What do you say to him? We're talking about the man code. So listen, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. Lines are still open even after 7:30. And don't forget, there's going to be a rebuttal 1 week from today. We're going to have the women's round table. We're going to be talking about the women's code as well. Boy, that's going to be a lot of fun. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation coming up in just a few seconds on Sirius XM, channel 141.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Man code requires us to do nothing, say nothing, okay? Look, it's just like the dress code, right? Look, if you want to dress like the president of a historically black university, hey, man, go for it. Who am I to tell you you got your old witness pants on?
From the NBC sitcom Marlon, and we are at the men's roundtable tonight talking about the man code. If your buddy is doing dirt, do you tell his spouse or his girlfriend, or do you keep it to yourself? My guests are Panama Jackson, author and writer for TheRoot.com. He's engaged. Congratulations. Tariq Omari is in a relation. He is a relationship therapist, and he's single. Congratulations. And
I try very hard.
And Randy Pike, co-host of WHUR's The Husband. He's been married for 14 years with 3 children. Congratulations. And he's still smiling.
That's right.
That's big right. Smile, big, honey. Big smile.
And married to the same person, right?
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Well, lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before we go back to the phone lines, we went to the streets to ask guys about this man code issue. This is what they had to say.
I believe there is a man code, and it can't be crossed. The problem is you're going to lose 2 things at one time. You're going to lose the confidence in other men and that they can reveal information to you, and you're going to lose the homeboy. That's just too private. He got to find out on his own.
So my perspective on a guy code is that it's just an unspoken set of rules that, you know, are just innate. Like, men just understand. It's one of those that what's understood doesn't have to be explained type ordeals. If you wouldn't want it to happen to you, don't make it happen for another man.
You just don't break them. Like, we all know what they are. Nobody ever really taught us, but you just don't break them. And at the end of the day, like, your boy's your boy. And if you cross that, then, like, who's gonna have you? So, yeah.
Okay,
I gotta go right into this.
I'm saying,
one of the things I do in the community is work with brothers on emotional awareness, and vulnerability is a major thing for black men in particular. And so this really comes down to brothers being vulnerable with you and being able to trust you. That's what man code is really about. Can they trust you? Can they trust that you're not going to open up your mouth and talk about what's being talked about behind closed doors with the brothers?
But doesn't it go both ways? Don't you want to be able to trust that that your boy is not going to be creeping and doing dirt?
But why does that bother you? Why is that your business?
I don't. Go ahead.
I care. Mm-hmm. Like, I do care. Like, mm-hmm. if
for the health of their relationship or because
because I think ultimately, I think history has shown that that almost never ends well for everybody involved, right? And if I want my boy to be happy and I want his life to be what he wants it to be, you got to be a man about it, right? Like, we preach being a man, you got to be a man about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're out here just cheating for the mm-hmm. sake of doing it because you can get away with it, things ain't mm-hmm. right at home, and or whatever mm-hmm. the reason is, I don't know, but it just seems like it's not the best. It's not the best alternative there.
But that's why you have the conversation with him.
The whole man code thing is about
not breaking the trust.
Right.
And so the conversation is to be had with the man.
But you're saying, why does it matter to me to that he's cheating? And it's because I care about him.
Right.
I love him as my brother.
Right.
100%. And I want him to have his best possible. And you don't want your boy to be hurting the person he says
he
loves.
Oh, no, never
you
know, that.
Like,
no.
It's it's kind of an ethical thing, like a moral thing that, right. I, you know, over time you start caring about other people as much as you care about yourself. You know right. what I mean? So
because it makes it hard for you to face the other person too when you see.
Yeah,
them.
I mean, it puts you in an opposition once you find that out, because right. now you're sitting here looking at somebody who looks at you probably as a brother now, like, right. oh, this is my brother. You know, I can joke in this, like, man, I know things that would devastate you. And now I can't come hang out at your house because you're going to look at me and I'm be ready to break down. Now right. I can't.
And right. I think the other right. thing, too, if it does come out, then they may start looking at you. Well, if Bill is doing it, what are you doing?
And that's what your wife will look at you saying. Yeah. You know, if you tell your wife, and that's why you don't go back and tell your wife either. Yeah. You keep it between the fellas.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Z, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, that's me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, so I like to really let my sisters know a lot of times when, you know, I see something happen. Mm-hmm. But I think I wouldn't do it for safety reasons.
Safety? What do you mean safety?
Well, because I shared with a sister, a real good sister who I considered a friend one time, what her significant other was doing. And she went back and told him verbatim what I said. And so I'm at my job, you know, working, and the brother showed up on me, right up on me,
yeah.
and confronted me. I mean, he could have just pulled out something and just hurt me, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't expecting her to really go back and tell the man exactly what I said and who said it.
Now, let me ask you something. You said that she was a friend of yours. Was he a friend of yours?
Well, he had done me a favor, one favor once, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to disclose it on air, but, I mean, he did a favor for me through her, you know what I mean? And so... But I didn't want her to really let him know what that it was me who shared the information with her. You know, I just
let me suggest before I let you go, and I'm sure the guys will agree, you should have done him a favor and spoken to him first. You said, you know, buddy, remember that favor you did for me? Mm-hmm. Well, now let me do you a favor. Right. Z, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let me go to Michael. Michael, calling from District Heights. What's on your mind?
Well, I would like to say that my definition of a man code, you know, honestly, is to mind your own business. If it does not involve you, and if you're not directly involved with an issue, regardless of what you may see, it's not your place to open your mouth. Mind your business, control what's going on in your atmosphere around your world, and things will be okay in that regard, and what's supposed to come to light will come to light. You're not going to help an issue out by opening your mouth, making it something that is not, relevant to you, you know, to take and speak about what someone else is doing. If that's the case, then what are you doing if you want to feel that you need to go out and make it known what this person is doing? Mind your business.
Okay.
That way, when you mind your business, everything with you should be right.
Okay.
Don't bring problems to your house.
Well, there you go, Michael. Thank you so much. Kojo, calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
Well, I would like to say that I think a man code is the personal man's code of ethics. My code of ethics would be I don't roll, I don't mess around on my women, I don't do that kind of stuff. If I have a friend of mine and he's rolling, he's messing around on his woman, if I continue to hang out with him, I'm supporting his behavior. I have to draw my line. I have to listen to my own personal ethical code, my own morality. Do I do that or do I not do that? You know, I'm going to find friends who have the same type of values that I have. And those values wouldn't be for me to mess around on my woman. If it is, I need to be alone. I need to not have any friends because my friends become some of my excuses. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can use my friend as my excuse while I'm rolling. I don't want to do that. I want to get involved in that.
So, okay.
Yes, keep your information to yourself. Determine your own ethical code.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kojo. I've got some more of the Urban Dictionary definitions. Oh, yeah. We've got a list.
Right.
So this is the Urban Dictionary.
Number four.
Number four. Right. And this is for, and I think this is perfect for Panama as he moves toward his nuptials.
Take down them notes.
There you go. A best man's toast may not include any of the following phrases. Like, down in Tijuana. Or, one time when we were all very drunk. Or, this girl had the biggest you can't say any of that at the wedding toast. Mm-hmm. There you go. Or you may exaggerate any anecdote told to your friends by 50% without recrimination. Beyond that, anyone within earshot is allowed to yell out BS because it's not true. And number six, under no circumstances may two men share an umbrella. I don't get that. I don't get it.
Just logistically doesn't work.
It just doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
So anybody have a man code situation, a personal man code situation they want to share?
Sure, I had a situation where it was on the other foot.
Okay, what's that?
Meaning that it happened, like my buddy's wife was cheating.
Uh-huh.
And I had to alert him about it.
So you found out about it?
Oh, yeah, inadvertently, too.
Oh, my.
Now, exactly. And, like, my first thought was, I need to let him know now. And I don't know why it's like that on the other foot. Like, if it was reversed, you know, I don't know why I'd be kind of, I know why I would be slow to go to the woman. I don't know.
So you went to him?
Definitely.
You didn't go to her?
No.
Yeah. You see the look on his face. He's like, no.
No.
So right. What happened?
Well, what I did was I let him know the history of what was going on and how I found out. And once he found out, you know, he threatened to leave and, but they, you know, she must have put that magic mic on them. And,
oh, really?
And
they still together?
They still together and worked it out.
Now, what is your relationship with them like?
It's real cool. It's real cool. You know, at first she was
does
a little.
She know was, that you told?
Yes.
Oh,
she was real sheepish around me because you know she was wrong. Mm-hmm. Like it was like. Like,
wow.
like my wife wanted to fight her.
Oh my goodness!
You know, like she was like young. Something
your
wrong
darling
with you.
Dear wife.
I know, right? Right.
Oh wow!
But she knew she was wrong, and she like I said at first she was a little sheepish around us.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started to warm up. Mm-hmm. You know, and then she you know it's gravy now.
Oh, that's great. But how long did it take you to eat her potato salad again?
Listen, I did not.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Right. I still don't eat
right. I remember probably about almost 20 years ago, one of my boys, I had a house in upstate New York, and one of my boys was coming up from the city. And he said, you know, he's bringing some company with him. So I thought it was going to be his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up in my place with somebody who wasn't his wife. And he and I had a conversation. I'm like, you know, you can't put me in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to come up here and hang out, then come solo or bring your wife. But you can't bring somebody who's not your wife acting like she's, you know, just, you know, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't talk to your wife, you know, eye to eye with this kind of information on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's real disrespectful, you know, for me, just around, you know, just total. And so, you know, we had the conversation, but, you know, they ended up getting divorced anyway.
Mm. Yeah, and did you have a house phone there?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and his wife would call the house phone and talking to you. Yeah, that would have been
ugly.
That would have been ugly. Okay. So, Panama, what about you?
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple of years ago, actually, I had one of my boys had a girlfriend at the time. We all meet up on U Street, hanging out, me and a big crew of us just. And my man shows up with somebody else. He shows up on a date. He shows up on a date.
He's like, hey, guys.
And obviously the girl had no idea what was going on. They walk in and we're all like, bruh, what are you doing? And the thing is, it wasn't just dudes. It was like a group of men and women. And so my man literally showed up on a date amongst a bunch of people. Now, the funny thing is, though, none of us said anything to his girl. We just all like beat him over the head with this, like, mm-hmm. what are you doing, man? Like, mm-hmm. how could you do that to all of us? Like, you did this in public, too. Like, you brought her out in public.
Right.
Like, on the most famous street at the time in D.C. Like, you literally just, like, you just flagrant. Like, you being so disrespectful with it, I should tell your girl, because you just being blatantly wrong. Like, she ain't got no business. That's the ultimate thing. You always tell your boys, like, I don't know that this is what women say, you know, internally, but, like, you don't embarrass your woman. You don't do that. Like, you're going to do something dirty. You don't embarrass her.
Right.
You can't do that. And I'm like, this is embarrassing for her. If she were to find this out, you on a date.
Mm-hmm.
A public date that you brought around your friends, the same friends you bring your girl around. Like,
But Harold, you see, he still upheld man code.
Yeah.
Even with that, he upheld man code.
And I wanted to fight him for a long time.
So what did the ladies there say?
Oh, they went in. Actually, when he went to the bathroom, they pulled her to the side and got her out of there.
Ooh, wow.
They deaded that on her. They were like, listen.
Talk about the next Friday.
They were like,
that's yeah. Right.
You know, right, I could be mad about that. I'm like, I agree. Like, she ain't got no business being here. Like, this is so flagrant. This is going to be, she has no business. Right. Here. She don't even know what she got into with a dude who would be that bad about it.
Yeah. And, have to know, hear that on the women's code. Let's go to Marie. Marie calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Marie? Marie, go right ahead. Did we lose Marie? Marie, give us a call back if you can. Let's talk to Antoinette calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
If I like to know, if it was your sister or your mother, would you tell them that they were being cheated on?
Nope.
What?
No.
She said, what?
No.
Where's
no.
your mama?
Look, I've had dirt, well, not my stepfather necessarily cheating, but stuff that I knew that he was doing, you know, that I didn't share with my mother, you know, until things were over. That I was not going to insert myself into their business like that. I dealt with him on it. Again, man code. You deal with the man on it and you address it directly with them, but you don't have to necessarily bring everybody into it.
Mm-hmm. And so when your sister or your mother says, why didn't you tell me? You just say, man code?
No, you don't just say, man code.
Is it my mother or my sister?
I disagree. Nah, either way,
I might be like, hey, sister, he ain't right. Get away from him. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
depends on how you find out too. Like if this dude lets me know that he's cheating on my sister,
right?
Yeah. Like that's just disrespectful on any level.
Right.
If I just find out accidentally, then I definitely gotta listen. Your man is out here doing dirt. I saw my man out here. XY. Yeah. No, I got too many sisters.
I would deal with him directly.
I think allegiance is the blood. I think you have your allegiance or your first loyalty to your blood.
Unless you don't like your sister. Antoinette, thank you so much. We're gonna talk to Letitia. After the break, we're talking about the man code at the men's roundtable, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. We're talking about the man code. Specifically, if your buddy is creeping, do you tell his mate? Or do you keep it to yourself? Let's go back to the phone lines. Letitia calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Letitia. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to respond to the female who said she felt it was disrespectful to women. The man, but I think she missed the point that it was a man code, which means that men to men, the man is his friend. The woman is not his friend, which would be the same if you as a woman saw your best girlfriend somewhere. You are not getting ready to call her husband and tell on her.
Mm, wow. Right. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I bet Letitia likes football, too. you can let Letitia stand at the doorway of the man cave.
Yeah, she got it.
Because she gets it. She gets it. Letitia, thank you so much. Let's talk to Ngozi. Ngozi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I had a friend. Unfortunately, he's dead now. And he was cheating on his wife. The wife found out. And she contacted me and asked me to confirm if it's true that he's having this affair. I did confirm that he was having the affair. But instead of calling her, I called her and I told her that she should trust him. If he says he's not having an affair, she should believe him. But then I called him. I insulted him. I fought with him for weeks until he stopped the affair. The wife never found out from me that he had the affair. Years later, he told the wife. And he told the wife that I knew about it.
Oh, my.
And that I checked that with, that I did go to check on the woman, and I did tell him and fought him. The woman said, but she told me she didn't go. He said, well, she did.
Okay.
I'm glad I did that because she remained friends with me, and she trusted me. But if I had told her, I would never have become their friends anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They would have ostracized me.
Well, Ngozi, thank you so much for your phone call. Our lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So how far, let's eliminate family, but if you realize that your buddy is doing dirt, and you talk to him, and he stops, okay, are you, is it over as far as you are concerned as well?
For me,
if he stops messing around on his girlfriend or his wife or what have you, it's over, done, deep six, the whole nine. Is it over for you as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta believe him. Mm-hmm. If he, you know, because if he's going to stop, it's ultimately because he had some realization that he needs to. Mm-hmm. If he's actually going to stop, right? If my man's like, you know, you were, I should probably just stop doing that. I'm going to quit next week. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not really going to stop. But if
he's
like
cigarettes, he's like, yeah, you're right, Panama. Yeah, I'm going to stop.
You know what? That was bad that I did that. You know what? But if he's like, if you have that conversation with him, you know the kind of talks you have with your boys, and he's just like, dude, like, it just, it happened. It was a bad decision. I've been feeling guilty, and I know I can't do this. And it's like, it's been eating at me. And, you know, I got to believe him when he says that. I got to trust that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Now, if my man, you find out later he's out here getting, it's like, Luke, you liar. Right, you got it. Now I can't trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you lied to me, too. Mm-hmm. So now you got
to
go.
But did you put him in a position where he had to lie to you, though?
No. That's the man code. Why my boy got to lie to me if a man code exists? The ability to talk to your boy is supposed to be the man code.
Because now you're questioning what he's doing, and now he may feel like he can't trust you. Maybe he's feeling like you are crazy. Violating the man code.
By asking him what he's doing?
By telling him what he needs to do.
Put it like this, if we got a relationship and me and you, we boys, and I know you doing something wrong, mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull you up and say, hey, you need to check that's like, and especially if you got a family, especially,
why do you know that he's doing something wrong? Again, I'm telling you.
Why do you know?
Right. He told me.
He may tell you that he's cheating, but do you know that it's wrong? Do you know that it's wrong for his situation? From your standpoint, it may be wrong, mm-hmm. but for him, it might be the right thing to do.
No, you don't know his situation.
But is it ever wrong? Is cheating ever wrong?
I mean, you're talking about justifiable homicide. I mean, it's right. like.
But it's not. But it's not justifiable
homicide. It is.
I'm just telling you from my experience being a therapist, when I'm sitting with clients and you start having these conversations with people about why they're cheating. Well, let me just say why they're cheating.
Hold on, let him finish
because I want to hear this.
But when you're having these conversations, you realize that there's so much more going on in the relationship, and then the wife actually accepts responsibility for what she did that may have pushed him to cheat. You understand that cheating isn't always wrong. Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to lie about things, but is lying always wrong?
Here's my question about that. If he doesn't believe that cheating is wrong, isn't it up to the wife to say, no, he wasn't wrong because I was being crazy?
Yeah.
I would disagree.
I don't know anyone, but she's not going to do that. But the fact of the matter is, the cheating, you can try and be as judgmental as you want to about what's going on, but the fact of the matter is, you don't have all the understanding of what's going on with their circumstances.
I don't think so.
Sometimes people will step outside of their marriage for whatever reasons. Find out what those reasons are. Find out what's really going on with your boy, and see if you can help him through what that situation before you start being judgmental about his behavior.
But as my friend, as my boy, as my friend, we hold each other accountable. If we got the same, if we have the same set of, because 9 times out of 10, the people you hang around have a same kind of moral code as you. And if we hanging out and we know, and we both know what's wrong, and nobody makes anybody do anything. You mm-hmm. chose to cheat. She didn't do anything that made him cheat, or she didn't do anything that made him go out of the box or go outside of the walls. You choose to do that. Right. And you know, once you make that commitment, you make that commitment. And if you choose to step outside of that equipment, that's something wrong. That's a reflection on you, not the person who is doing what you think they're doing is wrong.
Let me say this. If it's not wrong, it's not actually cheating. If you're cheating, by definition, it's doing wrong. So you're talking about two different things. One, cheating is wrong. Like, you shouldn't be cheating on your significant other. I firmly believe this, mm-hmm. right? You're saying the reason why could justify it somewhat. And I don't think that's the case, because you could try other alternatives to fix that problem. It doesn't have to be stepping outside of your marriage to do so, or your relationship to do so. So while I might not have the full context, I'm assuming he's probably going to give it to me while we're talking. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I could say, look, you my man, I love you. I don't think you're going about this the right way. Perhaps there are other things that you could be doing. without hurting somebody in the process, because if she finds out, it's going to ruin, it's going to destroy this house that you built.
I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm. But it's still cheating. It's still wrong.
Yeah, and I think to Omari's point, I think that if he tells you that he is, and you say, well, cheating is wrong, I think that you should focus not so much on the act of cheating, but help him focus on the act of repairing.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Right.
But first,
you have to understand why. That's the whole thing. Understanding why first, and then you can go into repairing. But if you don't understand what's going on with him in the first place, what's going on within their marriage to even repair it, then
it's still a choice he's making.
Okay, so here's, I'm not saying he's here's another question. If your boy comes to you and says that he's stepping out because his wife or girlfriend was cheating and you didn't know about that,
mm-hmm.
how do you address that?
Y'all some dysfunctional individuals.
Y'all dysfunctional and petty.
Y'all petty and dysfunctional, and y'all need some Jesus.
Go see a therapist.
Right. Maybe, come sit down on my couch.
Or maybe you all should double date. How about that?
Or reconsider something.
And people do that too. Welcome to DC.
Here we go. The Urban Dictionary definition. These are the last four. Number seven. The minimum amount of time you should wait on another man is 5 minutes. The maximum is 6 minutes. But for a woman, you are required to wait 10 minutes for every point of hotness.
Wow. That's we're getting into real misogyny now.
It's crazy. Their words, not mine. Okay, here we go. Complaining about the brand of free beverages in your buddy's refrigerator is forbidden. But you can gripe if the temperature is not right. If he's serving warm beer, yes, you can complain. Number nine, a friend must be permitted to borrow anything you own, grill, car, firstborn, child, within 12 hours' notice. However, your spouse or your girlfriend or anything else that may be considered lucky are not applicable.
What madman wrote this?
And finally, falling on, and this is applicable to this conversation, falling on a grenade for a buddy that is agreeing to distract the unattractive friend for the lady he's really trying to get to know is your legal duty.
Mm. Gotta run interference every now and then.
Yeah, is that what, that's what they call it? Running interference. Guys, thank you so much for the fun and the serious part of this conversation. And I promise our listeners, we are going to sit at the women's round table. We've got a rebuttal to this. Mm. And I promise it's just going to be just as interesting with just a little bit of ratchetness. Not a whole lot. Just a little bit.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. Thank you so much. Panama Jackson, Tariq Omari, and Randy Pike. I look forward to talking to you guys again. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, July 20th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Iran Walter and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. By the way, happy birthday to our News Director Renee Nash. Don't forget, you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.